Going to turn to domestic politics for a bit, and when will Simon Harris blow the whistle on this stall and declare general election 2024 is officially off and running? Still a few jobs and legislative actions to be finalised. Let's talk to our political correspondent Micheál Lehane. Micheál, the finance bill expected to be brought through to completion today?
Yeah, in the Dáil, and it's all taking place in the Dáil chamber now, Mary. So that shows that there is, despite a kind of long enough wait for it to get to this point, a fair bit of haste in getting it through. It should begin sometime around 3:30, and then by about 7:30, the finance bill will be done in the Dáil. It then goes to the Seanad. That's expected to be completed tomorrow. This is the big piece of legislation that government have pointed to that they needed to get passed before the Taoiseach can seek the dissolution of the Dáil. There is a few things on the agenda tomorrow too, like supplementary estimates that have to go through. And of course, that all suggests that everything points to maybe at some point on Thursday, the Taoiseach goes in and he brings the curtain down on the 33rd Dáil. Or does he wait until Friday? There's a reason for that. That is because he has to go to an informal meeting of EU leaders in Budapest on Thursday afternoon into Friday morning. So for that reason, would he want to avoid missing the guts of 24 hours of the first day of a campaign and instead go to Áras an Uachtaráin when he touches down sometime around lunchtime on Friday? So still a little bit unclear as to the precise time that the election will be called, but it's going to happen in the next few days either way.
We also have new housing targets and an announcement on those housing targets imminent as well.
Well, yes, this is an interesting one because there seemed to be some difference of opinion in government as to whether they would nail down housing targets for the period up to 2030. Now, the Taoiseach was eager for that to happen. He said it was necessary to have a debate around housing policy during the election campaign. The housing minister and the Fianna Fáil leader as well, Micheál Martin and Dara O'Brien, both saying that they needed the national planning framework, that draft framework, to be ready first before they could look to it. That has happened now. The framework goes to cabinet today, and last night the party leaders agreed that 300,000 homes would be built between that period, 2026 to 2030. Now, the Sinn Féin housing spokesperson Eoin Ó'Brien says those targets still fall about 20% short of what the Housing Commission recommended and said was necessary.
And is the planning bill now finalised and seen through to legislation?
Well, the planning bill has got its way through. That's one of the big, big pieces. And of course, that was signed by the President as well. He didn't call in the Council of State or refer it to the courts, but there is still a possibility that it will be challenged in the courts. The actual National Planning Framework, which goes to Cabinet this morning, is still a draft document. That's the kind of document that underpins strategic development and strategic planning in the decades ahead. That probably doesn't go to actually being fully enacted or fully completed by this Dáil, but it definitely progresses this morning.
All right, Micheál, thank you very much indeed. That's Micheál Lehane.